This morning we're reading from Srivatam, Canto 8, Chapter 1, entitled The Manus, Administrators of the Universe, text number 4, 5, 6, and 7. This one is written on the board. Sri Rishir Uvacha. Akutyam. Okay. Akutyam. Devahutyam. Cha. Duhitros. Tasya. Vai. Manoho. Dharma. Jnanopadeshartham. Bhagavan putrattham gataha akutyam devahutyam cha akutyam devahutyam cha duhitrastasya bhai mano duhitrastasya bhai mano Dharma Jnanopadeshartham Dharma Jnanopadeshartham Bhagavan Putratam Gataha Bhagavan Putratam Gataha Akutyam Devahutyam Cha Duhitrastasya vai manaha Dharma Jnanopadeshartham Bhagavan Putratam Gataha Akutyam Devahutyam cha Duhitrastasya vai manaha Dharma Jnanopadeshartham Bhagavan Putratam Gataha. Okay, I was just checking to see what you did. As we discussed a couple of days ago in the class of Bhakti of Vikash Maharaj, when we're chanting the holy names, when we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, we give our attention to the sound vibration. More important than seeing is hearing. We're seeing the deities and we're offering respect to the Lord. But when we're hearing Bhagavatam class or chanting the holy name, when the deity doors close, this is all that is required. According to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada gave this instruction. So, some of you forgot, perhaps, and some of you remembered. From the womb of Akuti, Dehutyam cha, and from the womb of Devahuti, Duhitroho, of the two daughters, Tasya, of him, Vai, indeed, Manoho, of Swayambhuva Manu, Dharma, religion, Jnana, and knowledge, Upadesha Artham, for instructing Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Putratam, sonhood under Akuti and Devahuti, Gataha, accepted. I suppose this word sonhood means being a son under a son or a daughter being a son in this case under Putratam, under Akuti or Devahuti. Translation. Swayambhuva Manu had two daughters named Akuti and Devahuti. From their wombs, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as the two sons named Yajna Murti and Kapila, respectively. These sons were entrusted with preaching about religion and knowledge. Responsibly, please repeat. Swayambhuva Manu had two daughters named Akuti and Devahuti. From their wombs, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as two sons named Yajna Murti and Kapila, respectively. Respectively does not mean offering respect. It means that just as we said Akuti and Devahuti, so Yajna Murti was the son of Akuti and Kapila was the son of Devahuti, respectively, like that. These sons were entrusted with preaching about religion and knowledge, purports. Devahuti's son was Kapila, and Akuti's son was known as Yajna Murti. Both of them taught about religion and philosophical knowledge. Long purport. I'm going to read text number 4, although it's, anyway, Sri Rishi Uvacha, Manavosmin Vyatitasyat Kalpe Swayambhuvadya Bhuvadayaha Adyaste Katito Yatra Deva Dinam Chasambhavaha. Sukadeva Goswami said, in the present Kalpa, there have already been 6 Manus. I have described to you Swayambhuva Manu and the appearance of many demigods. In this Kalpa of Brahma, Swayambhuva is the first Manu. So yesterday we heard from His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj that in one Kalpa or day of Brahma, how many Manus are there? How many do you think, Prabhu? Huh? You put up your hand and I will call you. How many Manus? How many? Oh, 14. Okay, you heard. Or you know. Okay, so which Manu are we in now? Right now, at the present moment. Yes. Huh? Vaivas, what number? Which number? Yes? 7th Manu. So what does that mean about the day of Brahma, about the Kalpa? Kesha Bharati. It's half over. Okay, it's noontime. It's time to take prasad. So we're halfway through. Text number 6. O best of the Kurus, I have already described in the 3rd canto the activities of Kapila, the son of Devahuti. Now I shall describe the activities of Yajnapati, the son of Akuti. So in this verse he's called Yajnapati, number 6. What was he called in the last verse, in text number 5? Yes? Yajnamurti, yes. But same personality. So Yajnapati and Yajnamurti. Text number 7. Virakta kama bhogeshu shatarupa pati prabhu visrijya rajam tapase sabaryo vanama vishat. Swayambhuva Mano, the husband of Shatarupa, was by nature not at all attached to the enjoyment of the senses. Thus he gave up his kingdom of sense enjoyment and entered the forest with his wife to practice austerities, purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4.2, evam parampara praptam imam rajashayo viduhu. The supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. End quote. All the manus were perfect kings. They were rajarshis. In other words, although they held posts as kings of the world, they were as good as great saints. Swayambhuva Manu, for example, was the emperor of the world, yet he had no desire for sense gratification. This is the beginning of monarchy. The king of the country or the emperor of the empire must be so trained that by nature he renounces sense gratification. It is not that because one becomes king he should unnecessarily spend money for sense gratification. As soon as kings became degraded, spending money for their sense gratification, they were lost. Similarly, at the present moment, monarchy having been lost, the people have created democracy, which is also failing. Now, by the laws of nature, the time is coming when dictatorship will put citizens into more and more difficulty. If the king or dictator individually or the members of the government collectively cannot maintain the state or kingdom according to the rules of Manu Samhita, certainly their governments will not endure. So here's another example how everything that we need to know to live perfectly in this material world is explained in scripture. Vedaischa sarvairaham eva vedyo vedanta krit veda vid eva chaham. Krishna is to be understood. All the Vedas are meant to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And everything, Vasudeva sarvamiti, there is nothing more than Krishna or Vasudeva. So, whatever we need to know practically is here in scripture. And the example of great devotees like Swayambhuva Manu is appropriate. He was emperor of the entire universe. And had all facility for sense gratification. But he did not think that because I am the top person, because I have facility, therefore I must necessarily enjoy sense gratification. He could have done it. He could have easily maintained many big palaces. He could have had many, many wives. He could have enjoyed unlimited sense gratification, and still he could have been the king. But the king's duty is not only to administrate the country. His duty is to set a perfect example. for all his praja, how to make a perfection of life. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, yad yad acharati shrestas tat tad evitaro janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokas tad anuvartate. The common man will follow lokas tad anuvartate, the shrestha, those who are the leaders of society. They'll follow their example. So therefore, the leaders must set a good example. The example of Swayambhuva Manu, he declined the facility that was available to him voluntarily. Nobody forced him. He voluntarily renounced it and went to the forest to lead a life of austerity. He also performed his duty to rule, but somehow or other he was able to do it in a renounced condition. He did not give up his duty. Arjuna wanted to give up his duty. Krishna did not accept that. But he did tell Arjuna, abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha griyate. One can achieve perfection by living a simple life. Not necessarily renouncing the material world, but living personally a simple life. And of course that is what we are trying to do in the Krishna consciousness movement. We're trying to give guidance to society. We're trying to give people an opportunity to hear from the Vedic scriptures, from the great acharyas. We're living in the middle of society. We're creating an opulent building, an opulent temple, a restaurant, a four-star guest house or three-star guest house, whatever, an opulent guest house for people to come and live. But it is expected of us, it is required of us, that we keep ourselves a model of simplicity. If we want to be spiritually advanced, then we must keep our senses under control. And the best way to do that is to keep everything very simple. Maharaj Rishabh Dev, we were hearing this morning in the Brahmachari bathroom, where we have a tape playing of Srila Prabhupada. What verse did we hear this morning? Was anyone alert besides brushing your teeth? Were your ears open? What verse did Prabhupada quote? Or were you still half asleep? Really, huh? That bad. Nayana deho deha bhajan riloke kastan kaman arhate vidbujam ye tapo divyam putrakayena satvam shudhyad brahmasokyam fanantam. You didn't hear that verse, none of you? So the point is that Maharaj Rishabh Dev is also emperor of the world. I have to say it in Hindi, I guess. Our head pujaris have special dispensation. They can offer full dandavats, but no one else. He was emperor also, Rishabh Dev, and he had 100 sons. He wanted them to take over the kingdom, but he first instructed them that you perform tapasya. Don't waste your life like the vidbujam, the stool eaters, chasing after the same type of gratification which they get. Why should you lower yourself to act like an animal? Don't do that, Rishabh Dev advised. You practice austerity, which will bring you much wealth. What kind of wealth? the wealth of the Brahmin class of men. Spiritual advancement, that is real wealth. So he said, Tapo Dibyam, transcendental austerity. Not ordinary austerity, but Tapo Dibyam. Brahma Sokyam, you will get spiritual happiness. Twanantham, unlimited spiritual happiness. There are so many examples. The Prachetas practiced austerity under the guidance of Narad Muni. There's so many examples in the Bhagavatam of great leaders who practiced austerity and were empowered by the Lord to do their service in a spirit of renunciation. So each and every one of us here in this temple is a leader for the community. You may not be the leader of the temple community, but the outside world who are coming here in thousands, tens of thousands, and someday hundreds of thousands, they are looking at each and every brahmachari, each and every grihastha, and for them you are a leader. So you have to set a good example of simplicity and renunciation. If we cannot do that, then we should live honestly. We should live outside and do whatever service we can from outside. But those who live in the ashram must follow the example of Swayambhuva Manu and all the great acharyas in our line. It is very appropriate that Manu is the father of mankind and he creates the rules. Tasmat Pam Indriyani Adau Niyamya Bhartarshava. The beginning of spiritual life is Vaidhi Bhakti, rules and regulations. So the original rule maker was Manu. The Manu Samhita is the law book for mankind. So Manu did not make laws for us which he was not prepared to follow himself. Those leaders who make laws for their followers, but they themselves cannot follow, they will never be successful or respected. So, therefore, if we want to instruct people in spiritual life, we ourselves have to be a model of spiritual life. We have to set an example. Example is better than precept. In every case, within the temple, in dealing with our staff, the people that we hire, employees, in dealing with society, whoever you have to deal with, people will listen to what you say. They will believe what you tell them, but they will follow what you do. They won't follow if you just tell them or promise them or encourage them, but you do something differently. So that is why we have to keep the ashram. It is not because we discriminate that this is a good person or a bad person. All devotees are wonderful. But those devotees who cannot or will not follow the standard set by Srila Prabhupada for living in an ashram, it is recommended that they do not live in the ashram, and the temple authorities have to make sure that that is followed. For example, there is one devotee that we have asked to join another temple this morning. So the reason is that over a long period of time, he has shown that he can't follow the rules. He can't come to the morning program, he can't attend class, he can't engage himself in regular devotional service. So this is the standard, and if people can't come to it, then what to do? We have to keep our standards very high. We are reading about Swayambhuva Manu. He is here in Srimad Bhagavatam because he actually set a proper example. And the same thing applies to all of us. Are there any questions or comments? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.